SBS Radio.
Clinical psychologist Mandy Taylor has counselled those with gambling addictions for more than 20 years. But with the coronavirus lockdown, her service is increasingly getting calls from new clients who are gambling online. She says the lockdown has created a perfect storm of isolation and uncertainty for the vulnerable.
We have people often locked at home, either alone or, you know, locked in a study if they're working at home. So their online presence has increased. If they've had a predilection, if you like, to gambling previously, the online gaming is available all the time.
With few betting limits, it's leading to escalating credit card bills. Tim Costello from the Alliance for Gambling Reform says bored young men are particularly vulnerable. But he says while online gambling has increased since clubs and casinos closed their doors, there's a positive for those addicted to poker machines.
People who've said, I've got my life back, I've got my dignity back, I've paid my rent on time for the first time, I'm not tempted to steal. That's been the one silver lining of COVID-19.
The shutdown of clubs and casinos has sparked calls for governments across Australia to use their closure as an opportunity to shake up the industry to stem the losses suffered by problem gamblers. The Victorian government says it's implemented several measures to address the problem, including requiring staff training at venues and self-exclusion programs. Anna Bardsley is one gambler who's managed to shake off her addiction, but not without serious financial and emotional cost.
I think Australia needs to have a really good look at its attitude toward gambling. We are captured by the gambling industry. We have allowed it to spread like a weed, I would say.
For its part, peak industry body Clubs Australia says it's taken several steps to reduce problem gambling, including bet limits, staff training and counselling services. And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.